The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Between the circles to Techmeyer, guarded by Free, back over to Koster. Cannon, guarded by Thock, wants to take him to the rack, draws the double team, back out to Techmeyer for the three. It's good. Perfectly executed by Cannon Koster.
Today, it's live coverage of the boys' Class A State Tournament in Lincoln, featuring the Kearney Bearcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports.
Robinson got the rebound. Hands it off to Koster. Outlet pass Clevenger, left corner. Looks for the cutter. Techmeyer got it to him on the left block. Good backdoor bounce pass. Out front three. Koski, good.
The Bearcats are making their first appearance in Lincoln since 2008 and bring an 18-game winning streak to the state tournament. A pair of wins would put the Cats in their first state final since 1930. It's Kearney Bearcat basketball coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln with KKBR Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the 2017 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament takes us to the Kearney High Bearcats' first appearance since 2008 as they take on the Eagles of Omaha Central, coincidentally the last team that Kearney High played here at the State High School Basketball Tournament. With our producer-engineer, Ed Smith, I'm Doug Duda, pleased to be joined by former Bearcat coach Scott Steinbrook, who had a chance to, of course, watch these kids in and out of the hall and take a look at them in district competition. And we'll bring Scott in here in just a moment. We do want to catch you up on what else has happened here at the state tournament. Starting in Class A, Papillion La Vista, a 70-50 winner over Millard South. Game was close until about midway through the second quarter when Papio, the number one team, went on a nice run and really kept it at double digits the rest of the way. In Class B, Alliance defeated Platteview 65-60, and Gretna shut out Bennington in the fourth quarter. This was a three-point game going into the fourth quarter, and Gretna ends up winning it 59-36. Earlier today here on Classic Hits, you heard Kearney Catholic give Winnebago everything they could handle, but Winnebago makes their third straight semifinal with a 67-63 win over the Stars, who were led by Brady Holtmeyer with 23 points and John Hoosman with 14. David Winget was right on his average, 24 points, 10 rebounds in the game today. And they will play Wahoo, who blasted Gothenburg 84-47. And Wahoo Newman was a 60-44 winner over O'Neill in a rematch of the C1 State Football Championship. Boystown and SCOTUS getting ready to play now. On the Breeze, 94.5, Amherst and Neely Oakdale are getting ready to tip off at Lincoln Southeast. And the winner of that will get two-time defending champion Hastings St. Cecilia, who had no problem beating Southwest 59-20. That was 26-1 after one quarter, and it was on coast mode after that. In D1, Lutheran High Northeast over Heartland 52-30. Lords Central Catholic takes care of Burwell 64-37. And the number 8 seed, Guardian Angels, improves to 15-13, knocking out top seed Dundee County Stratton 65-55. And in D2, Riverside rolls up Garden County 70-27. And in the closest game of the day, Mullen takes care of Humphrey St. Francis 45-44. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for our state quarterfinal. Kearney High, Omaha Central, right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena as we get ready for the Class A quarterfinals. Doug Duda and former Kearney Bearcat coach Scott Steinbrook. Scott, you know what it feels like to be the head coach that first time at the state tournament. What do you believe Drake Baronic and these Bearcats are going through as this, for all of them, is their first time here at Pinnacle?
Well, I tell you what, it really sure does take me back to 9 years ago or so when we were playing Omaha Central. I'm sitting on the opposite side now. Even I'm getting little butterflies and a few goosebumps right now. But it's just an exciting time. It's a great opportunity. These kids have worked hard for this. They've dreamt about this since they've been fifth and sixth graders. And to see that dream become a reality here and a chance to compete in the state basketball tournament, what a great opportunity for these kids, coaches, our fans, and our community.
Well, as a head coach, you can say the right things and implement and put that face up as a coach to the media and the fans. What's it been like since Kearney High survived that Lincoln Northeast overtime district final up at Kearney High?
Well, honestly, after that game, I almost felt a little bit of sense of relief by a lot of people in the building, because knowing that it was winter going home after Lincoln Pius loses in their district final. So just, I think there was a little bit of exhale. You can relax a little bit. Then you start game planning and preparation for your first state tournament opponent.
I thought as we talked beforehand, you had an interesting point. Everybody wants to know, well, what do you think? What's Kearney High's chances? Well, let's first say that Kearney's ranked second and Omaha Central is ranked fourth in the Omaha World Herald, but they are seeded fourth and fifth. And we talked with Coach Baronic. Now in the new structure of Class A, it is so much more rare to have anybody sneak in that, quote, doesn't belong here or got hot for a couple of games. You really do have the top eight teams here at the state tournament.
Yeah, that was the mission of the NSAA 6 or 7 years ago when they changed the seating structure and went away from the geographic district. Quite frankly, we benefited from the geographic district a number of times qualifying. This is our first qualification in that non-geographic type of seating. So you're right, we have a great field here, and anytime you put the four and the five together, it's going to be a pretty evenly matched game.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for Omaha Central, number one is a 5'11 senior, Keandre Spivey. He averages just under 11 points and 1.5 rebounds. Number two, 6 foot senior, Jordan Flowers, 7 points, 3 boards a game. Number 12, 6 foot junior, Roman Behrens, 16 points a game is the team's leading scorer. And of course, the son of former Central coach Eric Behrens averages 4.5 rebounds. Number 20, 6'6 junior, Jay Paul, averages 6.5 points but 7 boards a game. And then the big guy down low, number 44, 6 foot 9 inch senior, Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler, averages 14.5 points and 9.5 rebounds per game. The head coach is Ben Holling. They come in with a record of 19-5, defeating Omaha Westside and Omaha North in the district tournament. This is a repeat performance. They've been here a number of times. Of course, between 2006 and 2013, they won 7 of those 8 state championships. Now for the Kearney Bearcats, number 3, 6 foot 1 inch senior, Jake Techmeyer. Number 11, 5 foot 10 inch senior, Trey Clevenger. Now Techmeyer averages 9.5 points, 1.5 rebounds. Trey, 3.5 points, about a board per ball game. Number 24, 6 foot 2 inch senior, Ryan Koski, 7.5 points, 6 rebounds. Number 43, 6'7 sophomore, Shiloh Robinson, 13.5 points, 8.5 boards, the leading rebounder on the squad. And the team's leading scorer is number 44, 6 foot 3 inch junior, Cannon Coster, at over 19 points and 6 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Kearney Bearcats is Drake Baronic, assisted by Jim Moran, Mitch Olson, Alex Thayer, and Keaton Klemick. They defeated Lincoln High and Lincoln Northeast in the districts and come into the state tournament with an impressive 18-game winning streak. On the other side, 8 in a row for Omaha Central. The Bearcats making their first trip to state since 2008 and really unbelievably have only been in the state tournament basketball finals one time, and that was before any of us were around, way back in 1930. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Kearney High comes in healthy. They've been fortunate in that aspect. For Omaha Central, they did lose their starter in Nick Russell about midway through the season. The young man got hurt in football and was playing through an injury that eventually turned into a torn ACL. He played the month of December with a torn ACL before it was diagnosed, and now he's been out. So he was a starter that is down in our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. It's Kearney High and Omaha Central, the Class A State Basketball Tournament, and it tips off next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical for all of your seed needs. Welcoming and wishing the best of luck to all area athletes, coaches, and teams. Doug Duda, Scott Steinbrook here. Scott, what's the key here for Kearney to come out of the gate?
Well, I think getting off to a good start is key. You know, Omaha Central is going to come out. They're going to pressure the ball. They're going to press after made field goals. It's new for us right now to be here, so we can't come out deer in the headlights. A good solid start, and we were just talking about our role players have to provide those supporting roles and make some shots potentially early, because they're going to be all over Cannon and all over Shiloh from the get-go.
Kearney in the home white with blue trim, the traveling purple with white trim for Omaha Central. Shiloh Robinson will jump it up against Isaiah Poorbear Chandler, who just looks like a college senior out there, as the ball is in the air, and Kearney will control the opening tip. They move from left to right, Central from right to left, and Clevenger will bring the ball into the front court, man-to-man by Central, and right away, Coster drives to the hoop, and Chandler blocks the shot off the glass, and we're off to the races the other way, and getting tripped up a foul, going to be called on Kearney, and it might be on Coster, just an unfortunate tangling of the feet as Jordan Flowers was sprinting up the floor.
Good job of Central by pushing the ball there. Like you said, unfortunate. Kind of clipped Cannon his foot as he went by, and Cannon got the early foul.
Kearney High cannot afford, you never can, but foul trouble to a lot of the guys that are out there. Kearney will play guys, but the true depth of this Bearcat team doesn't go much beyond 6-7 guys. And sometimes that bench gets a little shorter at the state tournament. So Omaha Central with the basketball, driving in, taking it to the rack, right down the middle of the floor. Spivey, no good. Rebound brought down by Trey Clevenger, and Clevenger will push it up the floor from Techmeyer. Into the right-hand corner, they'll try to get it back to Techmeyer. Oh, it was almost stolen away. Jake's able to get the loose ball out to Coster. Fakes the three, into the paint, switches hands, puts it up, draws the foul, and it bounces out. But Cannon is headed to the line. So two free throws coming up for Cannon. Coster looking for our first points here of this state tournament contest. They'll call it on Jay Paul. First foul on Omaha Central. And Coster will stroke the first free throw up and in.
That's a good sign there. If you think back to our district final game against Lincoln Northeast, our undoing was nearly the free throw shooting. So going to have an opportunity to shoot some here today, I think.
Coster will get his second opportunity on the way, and got them both. So Kearney High on top by a score of 2-0, and they will put full court pressure on here. Tell us what we see here, Scott, is Kearney putting on the pressure against this speedy Central team who dribbles it off their foot and loses the basketball out of bounds to Kearney.
That's bold to come out and press Omaha Central, but you talk to Drake, at this point of the season, they do what they do. They like that diamond press. They like the face guard. They like some tempo of their own.
And, hey, see if it works. If it doesn't work, you can always change it up. Coster will walk the ball into the front court here, 1 minute into the ball game. Glad to have you along with us on your home of the Bearcats all year, all decade. Classic Hits and ESPN Radio, as Coster goes strong with the left hand and lays it up and in. And Cannon with the first 4 points of the ball game, 4-0 pressure and an errant pass, but is run down there by Spivey. Then an outlet for a three in the corner for Paul. It's off the iron, no good, and Shiloh Robinson will grab the rebound here for the Bearcats. Gets it to Clevenger, who leaves it off for Coster across the timeline. Likes his one-on-one matchup, pulls up from 11, and it's going to be partially blocked. Getting a hand on it was Jordan Flowers, and Omaha Central will have the basketball. Looking for their first points of the ball game. Barron swings it over the left wing, down to Chandler. Chandler working on Robinson. One-hand jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Robinson. Kearney off to the races. Clevenger pulls up at the arc, dumps it into the right-hand corner to Coster. Open three over Chandler, and Chandler fouled him on the follow-through. The three-pointer rimmed out, but Cannon will go to the line, and the first foul of the game on the Division I prospect. And if you look at the pre-state tournament publications, Omaha and Lincoln Papers, Nebraska Basketball Online, Isaiah Poorbear Chandler, one of the top five, six guys here at the state tournament.
He's an awfully good player and a very physically imposing presence out there on the court. I love Coster's aggressiveness right now.
He'll put the first one up and in, so Cannon Coster 5, Omaha Central nothing. And we kind of saw that today in the Kearney Catholic game where Brady Holtmeyer got out to a big start, and then everybody started to fill in as they got more relaxed. And sometimes that's your leading scorer's role. It doesn't matter what the stage is, they're used to it, and so they come out strong as he hits the second.
Yeah, you need your best players, your leading scorers that have led you all year, to really show up in a game like this, and so far Cannon's on point.
And the third free throw, all of them. 5 for 5 at the line, and Kearney has jumped out to a 7-0 lead less than 2 minutes into this state tournament Class A opener. Roman Behrens will handle the basketball. Guarded here by Koski. Trying to set a high ball screen here. He'll drive, a little one-hand jumper, rims out, no good. Jock trying to get the rebound down low, and nothing for Jay Paul. And Kearney High comes out of there with a basketball. Bearcats couldn't ask for a much better start. Up 7-0. They got a foul on the big fella. Of course, Coster also has one, so I guess that's the only little negative. Coster drives, kicks it out to Clevenger. Back over to Techmeyer, looking for his first look to Koski, whose offense has continued to improve throughout the season. Ryan dribbles to the high post and gives it off. Coster out there as well, guarded by Jay Paul. Reverse it right side, Clevenger. One dribble in the corner, posting up Robinson. His first try to take it at Chandler. Leans into him, switches feet, puts up the one-hand leaner. It's set on the rim, and no good. Chandler will get the rebound. Pretty good take there by Shiloh to go one-on-one at the big guy, and he got an okay shot. It just didn't fall.
Yeah, good up and under there move. Chandler's just such a big presence inside.
Chandler takes it at Robinson. He'll switch hands, and the lefty's off the glass and in, and Central is on the board with 5 minutes to go here. It took three for Central to score, but they're on the board. 7-2 Kearney High. Koski gives it off to Clevenger, who gets it to Techmeyer. Weak side, right side. Now he'll swing it over to the strong side. And on the wing, it's Koski up top. Robinson puts it on the floor at the big fella and scores. How about Shiloh taking it to the rack on Chandler?
Impressive move for the sophomore there, Shiloh.
9-2 Kearney up by 7. Behind the back, nice move by Behrens. He'll take it in. Scoop shot by Koski is good. That's just an athletic move there in the man-to-man defense that Kearney had, and he's able to get by his man, Behrens, his first bucket. 9-4 Bearcats, top of the circle with it, Clevenger. A lot of movement. Now Coster trying to work on Jay Paul. Up and under, got fouled, no call. Scoop shot in anyway. Got whacked on the head and didn't let it affect him, and that is 9 points now for Cannon Coster and 11-4 Bearcats. Top of the circle with it, dribbling into traffic, and then getting out of there is Flowers. He'll get it over to Behrens. He says, clear it out here. Jay Paul looking to set a screen and roll. They get it to him. He'll take it in. Touch foul. It spins out no good. Shiloh Robinson had to slide down and help out and commits the foul.
Good screen and roll there by Central. Behrens, number 12 for Central, so good reading that screen and roll. Nice pass in there to Jay Paul.
So Jay will go to the line and shoot two. First free throws of the game here for Omaha Central. Kearney's up 11-4. And we'll see our first substitutions of the game after this first free throw. Paul takes a lot of time. The Rowdies make the noise. The free throw's no good. In for Omaha Central is Cedric Grant, a 6-foot senior. He averages 7 points a game. And for Kearney High, the normal substitution of the sophomore, Carson Schwartz. And Clevenger will take a breather. 3:51 to go, first quarter. Second free throw also no good. And the rebound comes out to Ryan Koski. And the Bearcats could make it a double-digit lead with a three. Coster, bounce pass down to Robinson, takes it at Chandler. Baby hook, in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jay Paul. Up the floor comes Central, but they haven't really had an opportunity to sprint down the floor and get a lot of transition work here. Barron's working on Schwartz. Schwartz bodies him, takes him into Koski down on the block, and he has to dribble all the way back out of there and kick it up top to Spivey. Good defense by the Cats. Barron's swings it over right side, looking for some room here as Spivey. Back up to Roman Barron's. Off the screen, faking the three, and Grant comes in, lobs it to the big fella Chandler. Reverse layup, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Cannon Koster. And so Koster has two fouls in the first quarter, and neither were really guarding anybody in this situation, Scott. A tough break for the Bearcats.
Yeah, it's one of those where if you're going to pick up a foul or two, you want to get your money's worth there, and those were a couple of ticky-tack fouls. Now it's coaching philosophy here. Some coaches think two fouls is big-time foul trouble in the first half. Others let them go.
First one good, second one good. Koster will stay in the game. Coach Baronic gave his opinion to the official, and now the Bearcats have the ball up 11-6, 3:05 to go first quarter. Techmeyer up top, swings it over to Schwartz on the wing to Koski. It's been the Robinson and Koster show. Shiloh takes it at the big fella again. One-hand jumper up and in. I'll tell you what, Shiloh is not backing down at all, and he is looking good establishing himself here in the first 5 minutes.
Well, they clearly found something they like with Shiloh putting the ball on the floor and going right at Chandler.
Jay Paul's pass is knocked away. Koski. Koski one-on-one at Barron's. And he'll just score. Second turnover of the game for Omaha Central, and Kearney High now up by 9 on the turnover and layup by Koski. 15-6. Barron's goes top of the key to Chandler. Into the left-hand corner, they'll get it to Grant. Grant takes it at Robinson, pulls up and scores. Nice take by Cedric Grant. 15-8, Kearney by 7 as Schwartz gets it into the front court. Kicks it back up top, Koster. Over to Koski, looks for their own little pick and roll. Dumps it down to Koster, who popped out, takes it at Jay Paul. Back cut, Koski's there, around Chandler, and scores. Well executed again by the Bearcats. Koski now with 4, and it is 17-8, Kearney High. Central with Grant, and a double dribble. He crossed over, and it just grazed off of his thigh, and turnover number 3 for the Eagles.
You can see that continued confidence with Ryan Koski offensively. No fear going in to take on the big guy there, Chandler. He's been doing that the last month of the season.
And just getting to see a couple of the big guys that was talked about. You saw Winget today. He jumps and tries to block everything. Chandler's trying not to get the foul, and he's been taken on the first step a couple times. Now Techmeyer's first shot, and that is swatted out of there by Chandler, but it goes to Koster, who takes it in at a foul, and it could be on Chandler. He was sandwiched. Let's see who they call it on. It will not be on Chandler, which would have kind of evened things out with him and Koster. They call it on Jay Paul, and that'll be his second personal foul, and Cannon Koster will go to the line where he is already 5 of 5. And a chance to take a double-digit lead here in the first quarter for the Bearcats. And Koster will put the free throw up, and it's good. We were kind of talking about the crowd here, Scott. We were so enthralled by Papillion La Vista. It was like they got the junior high kids and the elementary kids in the student section. There were so many of them. Kearney's well represented, about the same as Omaha Central, I'd say.
Yeah, the Papio crowd was pretty special earlier.
Second free throw, Koster, up and in. So Cannon Koster, 7 of 7, and now with those two fouls, Coach Baronic can bring him out for the final minute, 39 of the quarter. Kearney now leads it by 11, 19-8 with a minute 39 to go here in the first quarter. And they'll put that diamond trap, as you said, diamond press on, and Barron's will bring it up on Koski. Koski has to let him go. Barron's into the paint, kicks it into the corner. Grant for 3. It's off the iron, no good. Ball, Robinson tips it out to Ryan Koski. Bearcat basketball. Up the floor with it, Schwartz. Skip pass over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer takes to the lane. Bounce pass, trying to get it inside to Shiloh. It was kicked. And now Cannon Koster is going to come back in because they're on offense. Kind of two philosophies there, Scott. You could have really sucked the last. You could have held for the last shot here. But they're going to bring Koster back in and just run offense.
You know, that's something Drake's dad did. That's something Drake does. If it's a baseline out of bounds play, even with foul trouble, they'll bring that guy in for one more possession
and
offensively.
They lob it to Cannon. He has the take on the right side. He short-armed it. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Cedric Grant. It's been a great quarter, though, so far for Cannon Koster. He's got 11 of the 19 points. Chandler on the post. Tries to make a pass, and Koster just smothered it and took it away. Fourth turnover to Techmeyer. Up to Koski. They could have ran. They elected not to. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Right block to Shiloh. Back out looking with an open three, but Koski's not going to take it. A little confusion about what they want to do, so let's just get it up top and reset it. And they will to Jake Techmeyer with 40 seconds to go. First quarter, 19-8 Kearney. Slowly moving around the perimeter. Shiloh again off the screen. Chandler just got his second foul running over Techmeyer. He had no idea that Jake Techmeyer was setting a back screen, and now he has two.
It's an interesting play there when you have your, essentially one of your point guards coming and setting a ball screen for your five-man. Great design there to get Chandler his second foul.
That's another thing that Coach Baranek and his staff like to do. Try to get the other team's best player or big man in foul trouble. They've had an opportunity and done it. On the inbound, lob to Koski. Got knocked off balance, forces the jumper. It's no good. Barons will get the rebound for Central. Down 19-8, 25 seconds to go. Barons dribbled it off his leg, and it'll be over and back. But they had a great opportunity when they played Norfolk and did it to Logan Strom. I know they've done it a couple of other times and been successful. Get the other team's big guy in foul trouble.
Yeah, they're not shy at all about isolating players like that in the post, whether it's posting up a guard or posting up Shiloh. Drake does a nice job of finding those matchups.
Clevenger will come back in, and checking out again will be Carson Schwartz. We're down to 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Still 19-8 Kearney. And Bearcat ball at midcourt. Clevenger will throw it into the backcourt to Jake Techmeyer, one-on-one, working here against Spivey. And as you mentioned, Scott, these kids know each other, maybe a couple of them better than others.
Yeah, Barron's kid and Coster kid play a lot of basketball together in the summer on their AAU teams out of Omaha. I know they're already planning on playing this next summer together again.
5 seconds, the ball in Coster's hand, pick and roll with Shiloh. Shiloh takes it in. Shiloh scores, and Kearney has a 13-point lead at the end of the first quarter of play. And the Bearcats coming to Lincoln, showing that they mean business. It's Kearney 21, Omaha Central 8. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on your home for Kearney Athletics. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Riverdale.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Town Kearney for a free estimate.
State tournament basketball here on Classic Hits is brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. After one quarter, Kearney 21, Omaha Central 8. They did it without turning the ball over once, without shooting a three-pointer. Koster was 7 of 7 at the line and had 11 points. Robinson 6, Koski 4. Can't ask for much more than what Kearney High has, except the two fouls on Koster, and Chandler has two fouls for Central.
Yeah, nearly a perfect start there for Kearney, minus those fouls.
Central will get the ball, and they immediately go into Chandler, and I think Coach Holling says, get it to the big fella, and poor Bear Chandler now has 6 of the 10 points. 21-10, Kearney High. Top of the key with it, Koster. Still in the man-to-man is Central. Koster guarded out top there by Flowers. Gives it off to Clevenger. And good shot selection for the most part, too, Scott. You know who the scorers are, and they're the ones that have the points so far. Techmeyer has not scored. Clevenger's first shot, a three, and it's good. Just as we say that, Trey takes his first shot. It's the first three attempted for the Bearcats, and it's good.
Yeah, that'll loosen some things up. You definitely need guys like Clevenger and Koski having the confidence to take some shots.
Chandler inside. They double him out top. Barons into the corner. A three for Spivey on the way. It is no good. They're 0 of 3 from the outside. The ball tipped out of bounds to the Bearcats. And Coach Holling sprints down the sideline to confront the official. And he says, no, it was tipped. And, of course, that's at the far end from the central bench. So you have to give the benefit to the referee that time. As Koski will get at the top of the circle. up by 14. DeCoster isolated against Jay Paul. Starts to drive back. Cut to Koski's, picked off. First turnover for Kearney. Flowers comes out of there with it. Wants to go coast to coast. They let him. He missed it. The final Jay Paul is good. Boy, Kearney did a great job defensively, but forgot to box out the trailer.
Yeah, that's one of those. Cannon was the defender there. That was real close to the third whistle. Good job by him just holding his ground.
24-12 Bearcats. 6.5 to go, second quarter. You're on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance. Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, Lincoln. Off the screen, Koski takes it to Chandler, blocks his shot, got it back. Then Chandler, playing with two fouls, held his ground. Koster, off-balance jumper at the free throw line, no good. Ball tipped out from Roman Behrens into the hand, or to Roman Behrens from Jay Paul. Omaha Central trying to get a little something going here. Picking up their tempo. Three-pointer for Flowers is no good. Long rebound comes out to Techmeyer. And Kearney, again, doing a great job of one and done right now here in this first half. And at the other end, a hand check foul going to be called on the Eagles.
Yeah, the box-out discipline right now by Kearney is fantastic. Every guy finding a body every time Central takes a shot.
And the foul is going to be on Roman Behrens, his first. That will be the 15th foul on Omaha Central. Three have been called on the Bearcats, two of them on Koster. Baseline inbounds, they'll get it to the right elbow. Koski, one dribble, can't go anywhere. Out to Clevenger, to Robinson, who's outside the arc. Nothing happens on the inbounds, so they'll get it in Koster's hands. Way out in front of the central bench. Back out between the circles to Techmeyer. Back to Clevenger. Good quick ball movement. Robinson again. One-on-one against Chandler. Has to take an off-balance jumper, and it's spun out no good. Rebound brought down by Jay Paul. They're going to continue to have Robinson get it at the high post and see if he can get Chandler leaning one way or the other.
Yeah, no question that's been a focus point of the offense early on here.
Still 24-12 Bearcats. Chandler dribbling the ball out around the top of the circle. Finds his point guard, Roman Behrens, guarded by Koski. They open the lane. Behrens drives, scoop shot on the way, off the iron once, twice, no good. Robinson tip, ends up in the hands of Ryan Koski. Outlet pass, left wing, Clevenger. He'll hand it to the trailer, Techmeyer. Quickly to Shiloh on the left wing, outside the arc. Started the back cut, but it wasn't there, so Koster pops out and takes the ball. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter, 24-12 Bearcats. Koster, it's about his turn again, as Scotty's been quiet for a while now.
Yeah, they're just kind of running that dribble weave right now, looking for somebody to possibly get to the rim. They're doing a good job of penetrating.
Koski's got a little room. One-hand jump shot off the mark. Tries to follow it. No good. Chandler will get the rebound. Just his second to go along with three blocks for the 6'9 senior. And things have slowed down offensively here over the last 90 seconds. Behrens trying to make it happen again. Off the screen to the left block. Stops there and kicks it back out top to Flowers. Over to Behrens on the left wing. Behrens back up top. Good defense here, man-to-man. Clevenger running over, letting the three go. It's good for Keandre Spivey, and he was not exactly towing the line. He was almost in Drake Baronick's lap over there, and Coach Baronick's going to use the timeout. The 14-point lead is down to 9 with 4:10 to go here in the first half of play in the Class A state opener, Kearney 24, Omaha Central 15. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda, former Bearcat coach Scott Steinbrook here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Omaha, or in Lincoln, excuse me, as Omaha Central has put up a little bit of a run here to cut it to 9. Kearney 24, Omaha Central 15. State tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. So can Central continue to cut into the lead here, Scott, or will Kearney High get a second wind and finish the last 4 minutes of the half strong?
Well, that was a good timeout. We were looking a little winded there, but this next minute and a half, 2 minutes, is a real key stretch heading towards the break.
Schwartz re-enters the game during the timeout for the Bearcats. Good defense lately by Flowers here on Koster. Up top, Schwartz. He'll take the dribble drive into the paint. Ball fake, got Behrens in the air, then kicks it back out. Schwartz not much of a shooter. He's really only going to take him on steals and layups. He may take a pull-up jumper once in a while, but here's Koster trying to get it over to Schwartz. The ball knocked away by Spivey. A fight for it. We're going to get a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Kearney High.
Yeah, Central came out just real aggressive defensively. Their hands are very active. Got a deflection that nearly led to the steal.
And we will have Omaha Central bringing in number 34, John Tanjay. The 6'2 sophomore averages a couple of points and a rebound per contest. .332 coming up, and Kearney High has only scored 3 points here in the quarter. A three-point bucket by Trey Clevenger. They are up 21-8 after one, so Central on a 7-2 run. High post, Robinson back to the basket. Here he goes at Chandler again. Off-balance jumper short. Probably the wrong decision that time for Shiloh as the rebound came down to Tanjay. That was the best that Chandler had defensed him up so far in the game.
Yeah, that's a mirror image of the last several times.
And a three-pointer. Flowers is up and in for Omaha Central. Back-to-back threes, and all of a sudden the lead is down to six. 24-18. Koski, dribble penetration, right side. It's there. He puts it up. No good. Kearney wants goaltending. They don't get it. Chandler pulls down the rebound. They'll run. Spivey into the paint. Floater from six, but he healed it. Chandler, rebound. Put back from four. Missed it. Chandler tips it. It ends up in Spivey's hands. They'll have a third opportunity this trip down the floor. Kearney had the initial stop. Chandler down to the block. Spins towards the paint. Lost the ball. Bounced it off his head. Turnover number one of the quarter for the Eagles. Techmeyer now on the dribble all the way down. Off-balance jumper spun out. No good. Rebound into the hands of the Purple. And Tanjay has it. Up and down the floor. Behrens takes it at Koski. And he'll score. Quite the exchange that time. Up and down the floor about four times. And it's a 10-point run here by Omaha Central. Robinson with it.
Big possession here. Kearney needs to get a good shot. We talked shot selection before. He can be very choosy here.
Koster gets bodied up on, and they're going to say before the shot, a foul called on Jordan Flowers. Flowers just threw his chest out as Koster went by him, and that'll be his first foul of the game, sixth team foul on the Eagles. And what a difference. 21 in the first, 3 in the second, 2:05 to go here in the half. Kearney maintains the lead. Chandler's going to come to the bench with those two fouls for Omaha Central.
Central is one of those momentum teams where they're going to go on some 4-0 runs, some 6-0 runs, but a real key is not letting those 6-0 runs turn into 10 or 12-0 runs, which we're in the process of that happening right now.
And it'll be Techmeyer to throw it in. Looking, gets it to Schwartz in the right-hand corner. Carson, couple of dribbles on Behrens, tries to take him baseline, then kick it out. They find Koski. He walked. Yep. Ryan walked with the basketball. The second turnover of the game for Kearney High. Other scores, they have reached halftime over at Lincoln Southeast. A low-scoring one, Amherst 16, Neely Oakdale 14 in the C2 quarters. The winner gets Hastings St. Cecilia, who beat Southwest 59-20. Boys Town leads Columbus Scotus 20-18 in the second quarter, and Randolph leads Bruning Davenport Shickley 14-5 in D1 in the second quarter. More coming up at the half on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, but Central continues to get into the lead, and Behrens pull up three, no good. Rebound underneath by Flowers. He'll go out for three and hit it. 24-23, a 13-0 run. Koster coast-to-coast ends it. Cannon Koster with his 13th point in the first bucket here in nearly 5 minutes for Kearney High. 26-23 with 90 seconds to go. Behrens once more. Spin move on Schwartz. Kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer for Tanjay. No good. Backside rebound is grabbed by Schwartz. And we're gearing it up again. Carson quickly into the front court to Techmeyer, who's really been nothing offensively. And on a ball fake, he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Looks like he got Spivey in the air.
Yeah, Jake hasn't had a lot of space to operate. He's tried to penetrate a couple of times, just hasn't been able to get to the paint just yet. But he's a good, smart player, used the shot fake, got himself to the free throw line.
And there's a couple, maybe three guys. I mean, I suppose you can say, Scott, that outside of Shiloh and Cannon, we've seen 14, 18, 19-point games from all of the other three starters throughout the year.
Yeah, guys like Techmeyer, Koski, Clevenger, they have that ability, and it's real key for at least one of those guys to get to that double-digit or 15-point mark.
Techmeyer nails the front end. So he'll get the bonus. Kearney 27, Central 23, 109 to go first half. Chandler returns to the lineup here for Omaha Central. And in for Kearney High is going to be Sam Straka as they get Koster out of the game with those two fouls. And the second free throw is good for Techmeyer. And on the inbound, Central can't get it in, so they're going to burn a timeout there first of the game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 28-23 Bearcats here in Lincoln.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops, including Kearney High basketball all season long. And, boy, we talked about Kearney Catholic's winner. How about Kearney High's winner? Wrestling, second in Omaha, second at the state duels. The girls made it to the state tournament, beating two number one teams in the process this season. And now here the boys are with a five-point lead with 1 minute to go in the first half as Central brings it into the front court against the trap. They'll get it on the right wing to Flowers. Three threes in the quarter for Omaha Central have helped get them back in this basketball game. They cut it from 14 to 1. Now a backdoor lob, and Chandler will jam it home. Good setup out of the timeout. 28-25. The good news is they only have about 40 seconds for their crowd to get fired up before halftime. Koster, one on two, kicks it to Schwartz. Quick three. Carson, no good. Tries to follow the shot, but the rebound brought down by Roman Behrens. Fast break the other way. That's only the second three Kearney's even taken. Out of the wing, Spivey gets it down to Chandler again. Nobody on the back cut. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Central might hold for the last shot. Behrens in the center circle. Won't have to hold long. Techmeyer out of a left-hand dribble. And Jake reaches in and fouls. Not a huge deal because it is his first and the team's fourth. So we're not into the free throws, and it will make Omaha Central reset.
Yeah, that's honestly a really good foul because that's either a layup by Behrens or a little dump down and a dunk by Chandler there. So smart foul if Jake took that intentionally.
13 seconds to go in the first half. Kearney 28, Omaha Central 25. Bearcats were up 24-10.
Interesting they just took Chandler out for the last possession of the half here.
Flowers to inbound it. He'll throw it out to midcourt to Spivey and get it right back to Flowers. 10 seconds. They bring in Maxwell Polk, who touches it for the first time. Polk actually drives, kicks it out. Flowers fakes it. Robinson on him, drives by him, takes it to the wrap, draws the foul. With 1 second to go, two free throws coming up for Jordan Flowers, who's hit two threes in the quarter. And the foul's going to be on Sam Straka. His first and the team's fifth.
Awfully good quarter by Flowers there. He really increased his aggressiveness. You can see his confidence really grow there.
First of two is good. And unless something weird happens here, Kearney will have the halftime lead. 1 second remaining. Central trying to sub in. They will. Latrell Wrightsell. And taking out Keandre Spivey. Just trying to make sure that they don't get too many fouls on anybody here. Omaha Central's not even going to put anybody on the line in case this is a missed free throw. Flowers. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. A one-point game, 1 second. Techmeyer throws it in short. Schwartz from three-quarter court will shot put it off the front of the rim. It was a line drive, but it just busted the front of the rim. And that would have made the Bearcat fans go out of their minds. Kearney had a 14-point lead. They have a one-point lead. We'll talk about it right before we go to half here, Scott. Yeah. The tip-off, you'd say, if I'm up one at half, you betcha, baby. But now it's a little bit different feeling. You had a 14-point lead.
Yeah, there's no question that Central refocused and won the second quarter, hit a couple perimeter shots. We talked about it in the pregame. If they're making perimeter shots, they become that much more difficult to guard. So game plan doesn't change for the Bearcats. We're just going to have to get out a step closer on a couple of their shooters.
Coming up at the half, we'll look at the scores from around the state tournament, give you the first half stats, and we'll get a little analysis from Jeremiah Slough, the head boys basketball coach at Grand Island, when we come back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
At Aurora Cooperative Agronomy, we believe in being different and challenging the status quo because we know you, the grower, do not settle for average. We do this by developing specific whole farm strategies that meet each one of your farm's needs. We also believe that your time matters, and so we have invested in providing unmatched ground and aerial application services because we know the environment doesn't wait. Through a partnership built on trust, we know we can help you make more profitable decisions for your farms. To speak to an Aurora Cooperative Agronomist, stop in at one of our locations or call us at 402-694-2106. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln for continuing coverage of the 2017 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Our producer engineer Ed Smith, former Kearney Bearcat coach Scott Steinbrook, Doug Duda here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Class A quarterfinals, Kearney High 28, Omaha Central 27. And we welcome to the microphone the head coach of the Grand Island Islanders, Jeremiah Slough, who knows quite a bit about Kearney High, and head coach Jake Baradic. And coach, quite an entertaining first half.
Yeah, really good. I thought, you know, Kearney gets off to a really good start there in the first quarter and really executed a lot of things that Coach Baradic talked about all week that they wanted to get done, you know, especially getting Chandler in foul trouble and a couple of the set plays that they had designed to do that worked. You know, I thought there in the second quarter they probably spent a little bit too much energy trying to get him a third foul and kind of got out of sync there offensively.
Good point. What did you see that Omaha Central, besides finally hitting a couple of outside shots, jump-started him and got him some confidence? Coach Steinberg was talking about as soon as you get a little confidence, you go on a big run. They scored 13 in a row.
Well, yeah, you know, their role players started making shots. You know, you got to pick your poison with them. They're trying to junk the lane up a little bit with Chandler, and they're trying to keep Barons out of the lane. And so when you do that, you're going to give up threes from those other guys. And in the first quarter, those guys didn't make shots, and they did in the second. But also, Kearney missed a couple chippies, you know, and now Central gets going in transition, and they're a good team. If you get them some momentum, they're going to, you know, they can pile it on you quick.
What'd you think about the matchup of Shiloh Robinson and poor Bear Chandler for Omaha Central?
I thought Shiloh was the aggressor for the majority of the half. You know, he was really taking it at him. I was not, you know, intimidated at all. And I thought that really set the tone for Kearney early on, just his ability to go right at him, take it to his chin, and make Chandler guard on the defensive end. And, you know, he's doing a nice job keeping him off the boards on the offensive side, so that's got to continue.
You and Drake really kind of know each other's game plans pretty good and philosophies and been around each other for a long time. What do you think his talk is right now in there in the locker room?
Well, I think he's talking to his role players a little bit. Koski's got to shoot the ball when he's open. You know, they're not guarding him, and Clevenger's got to be a little bit more aggressive because after that first initial start where Cannon, you know, was super aggressive, they're doing some things to try to take him away, and they're junking up the lane on him. So he's talking to his role players right now saying, hey, we need you guys to step up and loosen up this defense a little bit.
Talk a little more about what the changes are you saw in Central from as the game progressed in the first half.
Well, they just – you know, they played a half a step off of Cannon instead of getting all the way up into him. Early on, they were all the way up into him, and he was able to get by him early on there. And they forced him to hit tough twos, and then they've taken their other guys, and they've put a foot in the lane and taken away his drive lines. So, you know, he's a type of kid that's not going to force anything. And sometimes I know Drake at times just wants him to a little bit. But so he's going to trust his other guys, and he's going to continue to give them the ball, and they're just going to have to be able to make shots.
Grand Island boys basketball coach Jeremiah Slough joining us here at half as Kearney leads Omaha Central 28-27. Okay, so you had over a week to prepare for your first-round opponent, and you came out and did what you wanted to do in the first half. What does Kearney have to do? Because Central now has seen it, they see what Central does. Can you bring even more new stuff out in the second half, or do you just have to execute what you were doing in the first half?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I suppose he's probably going to throw in another wrinkle or two, to try to get Chandler out on the perimeter and Garden. But at the same time, they need to get going back in transition. Early on, I thought they had the tempo right where they wanted it. They were, they were pressuring on made baskets and had Central out of sync. And Central's going to take quick early shots, regardless if you're pressuring or you're not pressuring. And so what Kearney does a great job with their full court and their half court pressure is they dictate what shots that Central's going to get. And so I'm sure you're going to see, Kearney try to pick it back up and try to get this thing going in a full court.
What'd you think about the first game between Papio and Millard South?
Millard South is a pretty darn good team. They don't overwhelm you physically, but they run their stuff really well. They're well coached, and so they made Papio really grind some things out, but the point guard for Papio is just too darn good, and they're just athletically, you could just see that there was a big gap there between them and South.
What are we going to see from the Islanders when we get to the next basketball season?
Hopefully to more improved, bigger, stronger. We were on the cusp of being pretty good this year. We just have to continue to work and commit ourselves both on and off the court to being good, we have some kids that are basketball first guys, and so we're already back in the gym. We're getting ourselves ready to go, but we're going to have a couple young bigs step up into a primary role, and if they do that, they should be able to complement our guards pretty well, and we're excited about our future there in Grand Island.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you giving us a little analysis here at the half. We'll let you get back in the stands and enjoy the second half.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Jeremiah Slough, head coach of the Grand Island Islanders, joining us here at halftime with your score 28-27 in favor of the Kearney Bearcats. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the first half numbers, and we'll do it after this break on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion, you cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families. I'm Megan Marble, Nursing Quality and Improvement Advisor at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here now is a look at your first half stats. First off for Omaha Central, Keandre Spivey, 1 3-point bucket and a rebound. Jordan Flowers, 8 points, a rebound, and a block. Roman Behrens, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Jay Paul, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Cedric Grant, 2 points and a rebound. John Tanjay, 2 rebounds. And Isaiah Poorbear Chandler, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 block shots. 4 boards in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter. 2 of 4 at the line of the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, and 3 of 7 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first, 1 in the second. Chandler and Paul each have 2 fouls. 8 points in the first, 19 in the second. And at the half, 27 points, 16 rebounds. 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, and 6 turnovers for the Eagles. For Kearney High, Jake Techmeyer, a pair of free throws and a rebound. Trey Clevenger, the only 3-pointer of the game for the Cats, and 1 rebound. Ryan Koski, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Carson Schwartz, a rebound. Shiloh Robinson, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Cannon Coster, 13 points, 1 rebound, including 7 of 7 at the line. 6 boards in the first quarter, only 3 in the second. Free throw shooting, 7 of 7 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2. No turnovers in the first, 2 in the second. Foul situation, Coster has 2. 21 points in the first quarter for the Bearcats, only 7 in the second. At the half, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 9 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, and 2 turnovers. Kearney, 28, and Omaha Central, 27. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Have you ever thought about getting a great deal on your home energy bill? A geothermal system from Carrier is a great deal. A geothermal system taps into the earth to capture free, renewable energy. You can save up to half in cooling, 70% in heating, and another 30 to 50% in hot water costs. Start saving with geothermal system from Carrier in Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 236-6437 or Holdridge at 995-4481.
The University of Nebraska at Kearney is ready to make a difference for you. Here, you'll get a quality education and graduate on time with less debt. You'll also have an unforgettable college experience. Join a club, become a leader, make a real difference for yourself and others. Choosing the right college is a big decision. Trust your future with people who care about your success. Choose the University of Nebraska at Kearney because we are difference makers. Visit unk.edu and schedule a campus visit today.
Time now for our Season Success, brought to you by Impact Ag Partners. Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Mark and growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre. It's easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on your smartphone. Doug Duda with Scott Steinbrick. Scott, what's the Season Success in the second half for both these clubs?
Well, I think both coaches are probably talking about the first 3 minutes of the third quarter here. Obviously, Central ended the half with a lot of momentum. You know, if Kearney can reestablish that momentum they had in the first quarter, you know, if all of a sudden one team takes a lead, 6-7 points, or that could go a long way in determining the outcome of the game. But so the start to the quarter is awfully key here.
Well, real interesting point Coach Slough made, that he thought maybe Kearney got out of their offensive rhythm because they were trying so hard to get the third foul on Chandler. Now that's probably kind of a moot point, isn't it, early on?
Yeah, that's a great point he made there. You know, because we went to Shiloh in the high post several times in a row. Early success, not as much late success. Toster's got to get back involved early on.
So Central gets the ball to start the third quarter into Chandler, kicks it back out of the wing to Spivey. Spivey drives baseline around Koski, lays it up and in, and Central has taken the lead on the opening possession of the third quarter. They were down 14, and this is their first lead of the game because Kearney was up 7-0. To Robinson, he got hooked by Chandler, no call. Out to Techmeyer for three, in and out, just short, no good. Rebound brought down by Jay Paul. Chandler very lucky that they didn't just call him for his third foul. At the other end, spin move, maybe a walk, but another bucket. So two 50-50 calls there, Scott. Both went Central's way.
Yeah, good break there for Central. Athletic finish by Flowers. Tough finish.
Three-point lead for Central, 31-28, and Kearney throws it away. They were looking for the cut and threw it away, so not a good start here for the Bearcats. And it seemed like Omaha Central did almost, we talked about such a great first quarter for Kearney. Central did almost everything perfect in the second quarter. Only the one turnover killed Kearney on the boards, made some threes, put a run together.
Yeah, you can't turn the ball over against Central because they're as good as anybody is converting turnovers into points.
Chandler trying to kick it out, had it tipped right back to him, then throws it up off balance. He was looking for the foul, no call. Rebound brought down by Robinson, who throws it away. And inside, Chandler is going to score. Turnover right into points, and Omaha Central is now up by five. This was a 24-10 game, folks. Central City is on a 23. Omaha Central is on a 23-4 run. Koster down the middle of the lane. Two-hand flush. They got out of his way, and that'll get the Bearcat fans going. Didn't see that one coming, Scotty.
That's a nice way to end the little run there by Central. And you could tell Chandler didn't want to pick up his foul, though the lane just opened up for Koster.
Every time now. Three-pointer at the other end. Central off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Koski. Central now 3 of 10 from three-point land. Koski at the top of the circle. Tries left side of the lane. Double team. Bounce pass. Tries to get it inside. Taken away. Boy, Kearney had two turnovers in the first half. They've got three in the first 2 minutes of the quarter. Pull up by Behrens off the rim. It rolled off. Robinson got the rebound, a break for Kearney. That was all over the rim and just wouldn't fall for Roman Behrens.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope when you start turning the ball over against Central. That can go the wrong way real quick.
And Kearney's going to slow it down. Already catching their breath after the first 2.5 minutes. Koster up top, guarded here by Flowers. Pulls up from 11, off the iron, short, no good. Ball tipped wide. Spivey gets his second board. Central will bring it up with Spivey. Took a bad hop, but he kept his hand on top. Gives it to Behrens, guarded by Koski. Brings it to the right. Weak side, everybody else on the left. Now they get a more set offense. Behrens didn't like what he saw, so now they get ready for a ball screen. Who's going to set it, though? Not much of one, and now he just decides to take it to the hole, up and around. The reverse layup, no good. I don't think Central really knew what they wanted to do there. And the rebound, Techmeyer. Jake brings it down, kicks it out to Koster, fakes the three, takes it to Chandler, lays it up with the left hand and scores. Cannon Koster with both buckets here in the third quarter, and it's a one-point game. Central 33, Kearney 32. Behrens on the wing. Flowers back up top to Behrens. Chandler pops out of the paint for once. Haven't seen him do really anything offensively from more than 10 feet away or really 6 or 8 feet away. And you shouldn't when you're a 6'9 beast that he is. Behrens back out top. Swing it over for an open three. Spivey, no good. High in the air. Koski grabs his fifth rebound. And the Bearcats now with a chance to regain the lead. 4:15 to go, third quarter, 33-32 Central. And the start of this third quarter seems like it's flown right by, Coach.
Yeah, a couple big stops there by Kearney.
Errant pass, but the Bearcats is trying to kick it out top. Spivey gets in front, makes the steal coast to coast, lays it up and in. And I think they're going to count it on a little continuation. Looked like the big contact. He was still flat-footed when he took the shot. And a chance at a three-point play.
It's a tough break for Techmeyer there. He did what Coach Bronick teaches them to do, to try to step over and take the charge. They've taken a ton of them this year. Referee just saw it the other way and gave him the and-one.
So Spivey now with four in the quarter, seven in the game. Chance to complete the game's first three-point play. And it's on the way and good. Omaha Central 36, Kearney 32. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. Clevenger up the floor, gives it to Schwartz, who's back in. This time Koski sets. Clevenger into the corner. Techmeyer tried to lob it into Shiloh, and Chandler just steps right in front and makes the steal. Kearney maybe needing to use a timeout. Behrens putting out a little dribbling exhibition, kicks it out top to Flowers. Kearney has just really lost all mojo right now, Coach. And here's a deep three to try and add to it, but Flowers comes up short. Long rebound run down by Trey Clevenger. There's zero mojo for Kearney.
Yeah, those turnovers are starting to pile up. Already four through just 4 minutes of action.
So Koster takes it, forces it, misses it. Rebound brought down by Jay Paul. Kicks it out to Behrens. Up the floor, they try to get it into the hands of Behrens. Tipped away from behind. Turnover Central. Clevenger coast to coast. Swatted by Paul, and they call a foul. And maybe a break for Kearney. That's pretty good play by Jay Paul. And that's his third.
It's a big good chance for our guys just to catch their breath, get a chance to not knock down a couple foul shots, relax a little bit. We're actually getting kind of fortunate here that Central hasn't extended this lead with those turnovers in a row like that.
Five turnovers in the quarter for Kearney. And at the line, Trey Clevenger hit a three-pointer, the only made three in the game for Kearney. They've only attempted three. Now the first of two is up and in. State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Second free throw now coming up for Trey Clevenger. One of the many seniors on this year's Bearcat squad. Second free throw now. On the way, crawls over the front of the rim and in. Trey kind of felt like I did. That's not going to quite get there, and it crawled over and in.
Good job from the free throw line by Trey, along with the other guys here tonight so far.
The Bearcats are 11 of 11 at the free throw line, or else it would really be troublesome. 36-34 Central. That diamond press is on. Lob to Chandler. They were going for the alley-oop, and they overthrew him out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers by the Eagles, just their eighth of the game. Five of those were in the first quarter.
Great example of getting success on the back end of the press. The turnover comes once they cross the timeline. Sometimes we focus on the front end of the press. Good job of speeding up Central there.
So now Kearney with a chance to tie the ball game or take the lead with a three. Schwartz has it. Top of the circle to Robinson. Three-point land. Shiloh hasn't really taken it at Chandler lately. Into the corner to Schwartz. Down on the block, Koster. They double on him. Steps through it and scores. What a quick first step by Cannon Koster. He's got six of the eight in the quarter, 19 in the game, and we are tied at 36. That's actually the first tie of the game. Behrens is going to break it, though, as he gets by his man for the layup. 38-36, Schwartz sprints up the floor. Bounce pass on the block to Shiloh Robinson. Double dribble. He dribbled the ball to try and control it, and the official picked up on it, and the Bearcats with their sixth turnover of the quarter. 38-36 Central, full court press again, and they can't get it in, so Central will burn a timeout, which could become big towards the end of the game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 2:25 to go in the third quarter here in the Class A State Basketball Tournament. Omaha Central 38, Kearney 36.
It's coming this Saturday to Buzz's Marine, the largest in-house boat show to hit the Midwest. Buzz's Marine's 61st annual Spring Boat Show. For 8 days, shop our new inventory with unbeatable deals and rebates on our most popular boats. Fishing pro Mike Frisch will be here this Saturday and Sunday to talk fishing and Yamaha outboards. Is your family ready for summer? Don't wait. Boating weather is fast approaching. Visit buzzesmarine.com for full details. That's the 61st annual Spring Boat Show, March 11th through the 18th. Your Yamaha outboard dealer, Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Doug Gudas, Scott Steinbrick back with you here from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln in the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. And Coach Drake Baronic has said a couple of times, does talent beat toughness or does toughness beat talent? Many people believe Central has a little more overall talent. And again, that's a metro versus a outstate type of deal. But Central is positioning themselves here as they inbound it up two with 2:25 to go in the third. Only one foul on each team here in the third quarter. They are positioned to just throw caution to the wind in the fourth quarter. That could be danger for Kearney. Errant pass. Koster steals it. Koster should dunk it. He does. Second dunk of the quarter for Cannon Koster, and we are tied at 38. Omaha Central hasn't turned it over much, but the Bearcats have taken advantage a couple of times. And it's not what they were looking for out of the timeout. And now Techmeyer goes for the steal to poke it away. And he did poke it away, and a foul called for Jake. That'll be his third personal foul. He has both of Kearney's fouls here in the half.
What's that candy?
Tic Tac? Yeah, that's take one of those. Yeah, it was good aggressive. If it was a foul, it was a fingernail. Cedric Grant checks in for Omaha Central. 38 all. Kearney also has got a couple calls, you would think, on a 50-52, so not quite like what we saw earlier today. Barron's drives, got in the air, kicked it out, didn't know what to do with it. Luckily for him, Flowers was up top. But no matter what happens here, this game's going to be decided in the fourth. Robinson blocks the shot of Jordan Flowers, who 360'd him to the hoop. I'll tell you what, right now, the touch foul on Jake Techmeyer just got a little 50-50. That was a physical block by Robinson.
Great play by Shiloh and help defense there, coming over to help on Flowers' drive.
Minute 30 to go in the third quarter, tied at 38. Omaha Central ball, Keandre Spivey. Working on Koster, takes it into the hoop, puts it up off the heel. No good. Bearcats all over the place. Shiloh Robinson will win the battle for the rebound. Cats haven't actually had a ton of boards in the game. A lot of that is either makes or turnovers or the ball just getting batted out of bounds. And it's 38 all. This hasn't been a ton of shots. Koster for three. He wiped his brow. The defender, Flowers, took a step back, said, okay, I'll take a breather. And Cannon said, ha-ha, and drained the three on him. That's his first of the game. And he is leading us here for the Bearcats in the third quarter. Runner at the other end, no good. Robinson gets the rebound. 11 in the quarter, 24 in the game for Cannon Koster. He's got 11 of the team's 13 here in the third. And he's got the basketball again, up by three. 41-38, five in a row for Kearney out of that Central timeout when they couldn't get it in.
Yeah, no question that was a big turning point for us. Cannon kind of has that look in his eye again, just like it did in the first quarter. Expect him to take a final shot here.
30 seconds to kill. Central will put a little pressure on the ball. Schwartz with it. 20 seconds to go. They do want the last shot, or sometimes they'll run the offense a little early with about 10 and get one, but that doesn't look like what's going to happen here. Koster holding it, and we're at 10. He's 27 feet away. Koster starts the dribble, working on Flowers, pulls up left elbow, 15-footer is good, 3 seconds, Central can't get the ball in, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney ends the quarter on a 7-0 run. The Bearcats looking for their first state tournament win since 2007. It's Kearney 43, Central 38. The Class A Boys State Tournament heads to the fourth quarter right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Community is a place that means coming together. A place where smiles are warm, where handshakes are firm, the day's work is honest. Buffalo County Farm Bureau is hometown proud. We work for farm and ranch families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm or ranch, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture. Visit nefb.org to learn more.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Our AseraCare moment of the game brought to you by AseraCare Hospice, caring for the moments that matter with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York, serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call AseraCare Hospice today for your loved ones when they need the right care at the right time. Let's remember, Central was up 36-32, could have been up more. Kearney ends the quarter on an 11-2 run, Scott.
Definitely been a game of runs so far. You know, basketball is a momentum sport, and now, you know, if Kearney can go on another one of those runs here, all of a sudden we could potentially be looking at a double-digit lead here.
Cannon Custer with 13 in the quarter, 26 in the game, and Kearney, despite all those turnovers, leads it 43-38. They were down by five. Now they're up by five, and the Bearcats get the ball. Trey Clevenger over to Coster. Works the baseline again. Bounce pass all the way down the baseline to get it to Koski. It's popped out of his hands. Keandre Spivey made a nice defensive play for the Eagles.
Good job defending the back door there. They're cleared out of side. Tried to get Cannon on the little back cut there. Good help rotation.
Get you some scores of the other games that are going on, including on the breeze, 94.5. Neely Oakdale now leads Amherst 42-37. Robinson takes it at Chandler again. Tough one-hand jumper, no good. Jay Paul gets his sixth rebound for Central. Chandler's just flat out doing a better job defending Robinson now in the one-on-one.
Yeah, he's staying straight up. He's not reaching in. He's keeping that big body in front of Shiloh.
Also, Randolph leads Bruning, Davenport, Shickley in D1, 31-20 in the third. Boys Town leading SCOTUS 41-29. Robinson with a steal. Boy, he had visions of coast to coast, but then gives it off to Koski, who hands it off to Koster, back out to Techmeyer. Techmeyer to Shiloh. He's going to try the three, and got it. Shiloh Robinson, that is his first point since the first quarter of play, and the Bearcats are up eight. 46-38, 7 minutes to go in the game. Barron's into the front court, one-on-one, working on Koski, takes him with the left hand and scores. Guess that's an easy call from the bench. Whatever the play call is Barron's. Take it one-on-one.
You know, he's exactly had some nice drives. He just hasn't had a lot of finishes tonight, but he's capable of getting to the hoop.
So 46-40, Kearney. Koster now with it. Slightly slowing the tempo down here a little bit and holding the ball. Central's been in the man-to-man all the way, so that's not any cause of concern. Techmeyer one-on-one working on Spivey. Again, each team in great position foul-wise at the moment. Koster, he's able to get Flowers to fall down. Pulls up for three and got it. 29 for Cannon Koster. It's his second three of the game. 49-40. Kearney now up by nine. And not that long ago, down by four. Barron's right corner, baseline, tough pull-up jumper. They'll get the foul called. Looks like Cannon Koster picks up his first foul since the first quarter, and that'll give him three in the game. So Cannon has three. The team has three. Omaha Central just one foul in the second half. Three on Paul. And Chandler, who had two early on, stays there. Roman Barron's to the line for the first time to shoot two. As a team, the Eagles are 5 of 7. Kearney, by the way, 11 of 11, and this free throw skips out. Boy, how about the momentum in this game, Scotty? First, Kearney up 21-8. Then here comes Central, cuts it to one at half, takes the lead, and now Kearney on a magnificent 17-4 run.
You got to figure Central's going to have one more big push, maybe crank things up defensively in the full court.
Second free throw is no good, and it goes out of bounds to Kearney High. So Barron's comes up empty on both of them when Central really needed something. Full court pressure, long pass to midcourt to Robinson. Nobody guards him. He'll wait, looks up, nobody there, gives it back to the trailer Techmeyer. So Jake into the front court. They have not asked him to shoot the ball much. I think maybe just the one shot in the game. He's got a couple of free throws. He has it on the right wing. Stays away from the screen. Gives it right back where he came from to Robinson. Back out top. Bearcats are definitely being patient here. They are wanting to run some clock. Looking for Koster. He's going to get over 30 points this afternoon. Shiloh just holding the ball. Chandler comes out on him and gives it up top to Koski. Right back to you. What are you seeing here, Scott?
If they're patient, they're going to find Koster on the low block. You can tell they got Chandler on the perimeter guarding Shiloh. They're looking to get Cannon a touch either inside or outside.
Koster being guarded by Flowers all day long. Now Koster drives on Barron's, and Barron's just had to hand check him. He got him on the initial step. And for Roman Behrens, that'll be his second foul. Only the second foul of the half on the Eagles.
Central has no answer for Cannon right now. They honestly have no answer. Inside, outside, free throw line. They're going to have to do something. Deny him to take the ball out of his hands, run a double team at him.
Inbounds pass comes all the way up top. Techmeyer hanging on him, Spiver. Jake got him in the air, drew the foul. The shot, no good. But two free throws coming up for Jake Techmeyer. He wasn't going to shoot it, but when Spivey just about jumped over his shoulders, he said, I got to throw it up and go to the line.
A word we've used to describe Jake Techmeyer all year is crafty. That was just a very crafty, town team-like move there with the shot fake.
So he'll get two, and the first one is no good. That's the first free throw Kearney's missed all afternoon. State tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Second free throw, Techmeyer got it. So he's 3 of 4 at the line for his 3 points. Kearney 50, Central 40, an 18-4 run by the Bearcats. Behrens, top of the circle, 5 minutes to go, working on Coster. Drives, kicks it out, deep three, Spivey. And we had a foul before the three on Omaha Central underneath. Very unusual call. Somebody must have really, well, I think what they called there was Behrens, who penetrated, dribble penetrate kick, ran over the Bearcat defender, so they called him for the charge.
You're absolutely right. They got that after he released the pass on the kickout.
Baseball pass underthrown here, and Chandler goes to get it. And then a foul on Coster. He just got his fourth trying to poke it away. Well, that's about a horrible exchange right there. Kearney hasn't chucked it deep on an inbounds yet, and Coster just got his fourth. And I think they're going to take Cannon out for a moment. Schwartz in, Coster out. What do the Bearcats look to do here defensively?
Well, first thing, get Cannon out of the game. I think we're going to see a lot of offense-defense substitution now by Drake. Anytime we have a dead ball defensive possession, Cannon will be off the court.
Coster, I'm not sure how many times he's fouled out, maybe once all year. Rotation around here. And Central, it would be increasingly weird if they didn't take it at the rack, and they do, and Spivey is going to be fouled. He'll go to the line, but just like you were saying with Chandler down here at the other end, pulling Robinson out of the paint and no Coster should make it a lot easier for the quick guards to penetrate, which they just did for Omaha Central.
Yeah, no question that Central strength. They've missed their last couple threes, so now they're really getting aggressive going back to the rim.
Spivey, who started with a good third quarter, misses the free throw. 0 of 3 in the quarter from the line here for the Eagles. 4:41 to go in the championship's quarterfinals. Kearney 50, Omaha Central 40. Second free throw now for Spivey. And it's on the way, rattles home. Spivey now with 9 points. 50-41, Kearney, just the third point of the quarter for Central. Into Carson Schwartz, trying to stay out of the trap. Kearney will get it to Robinson. They've got a 3-on-2. Clevenger, though, to Koski, and they'll slow it down. And with Coster on the bench, they want to have elongated possessions here. They want to have successful possessions, but they want to use a little time.
This will be a lot of passing and cutting and backdoor action. If we can somehow steal a layup, that'd be a heck of a deal.
Clevenger to Schwartz. 4:15 to go. A lot of time on a reach-in foul called. Boy, if that's on Behrens, he just got 3 in a hurry, and he's got 4 in the game. So Behrens with 4. Paul with 3 for Kearney. Coster with 4. Techmeyer with 3. And we have 5 fouls on each side now. And Kearney will inbound it at half court. Throw it all the way into the backcourt. Koski runs it down. Always a dangerous pass if you don't get it cleanly. And Paul picks his pocket and goes in for the layup. Boy, Paul took a chance at poking it away, but it worked. 50-43. Kearney up by 7. Schwartz with it out front. And when do you bring Coster back in? Either way, he's not doing you any good. And we have got a whistle away from the basketball here, and it looks like a grab on Omaha Central. This will be the final foul that they have to give. Maxwell Polk, who has just got back into the game. And here comes Coster in.
The answer to your question.
How much would it change the strategy when he's sitting on the bench, can come back in, opposed to on the bench with 5 fouls?
Well, obviously you need Cannon in the game as much as possible, but I think this is a good move. We have a baseline out of bounds, dead ball. Get him in from the offensive standpoint here. If we get another dead ball when we're on defense, I think you'll see him go right back out of the game.
Techmeyer to throw it in. Has to go all the way to midcourt. Schwartz is there, guarded tightly by Polk. Gets it back over to Techmeyer, one-on-one with Spivey in front of the Kearney bench. Left-hand dribble, gets it to Koster. Big screen. Koster takes it to the rack, switches hands, and scores. That's a great screen all the way out at the top of the key by Jake Techmeyer, and 31 points for Cannon Koster. And maybe you know, Scotty, that's probably a state tournament Kearney High record. It's got to be close at the other end. Spivey takes it, had a great look, and put it up too strong. Rebound brought down by the Bearcats. I believe that was Koski that grabbed it. And now Koster brings it up the floor. Cats up by 9. Cannon in some trouble, and he draws the foul. Coach Baranek was getting ready to call the timeout, and Central commits the foul on the trap at half court. Koster to the line to shoot a 1-1. All of his free throws were in the first quarter, but he was 7-for-7.
That's kind of a cardinal sin right there from a defensive standpoint. You got a guy in a good trapping situation there. You bail him out with a foul. Back to your previous point, in my tenure as a head coach and an assistant coach, we definitely did not have anybody top the 30-point mark at the state tournament for the Bearcats.
3:14 remaining in the game. Kearney has positioned themselves well as Koster puts the front end of the 1-1 up and in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jay Paul. That's his seventh of the game to lead the way. And Chandler has been a non-issue in the second half for Omaha Central. Behrens takes it in, tries to throw it out for a three, and throws it to the bench. Turnover Omaha Central, second of the quarter, 11th in the game. I am shocked that Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler, who many are calling a Division I prospect, you look at his body, he is, but he has really been a non-factor over the last 10 minutes of this game. He's got one bucket in the second half.
It's really interesting. It's been all dribble penetration by Behrens, and they're just saying he's either going to shoot it or drive, and he's made some questionable decisions.
And a makeup call in the backcourt. They call Schwartz for a travel. He dribbles around the defender, and then he goes for the jump pass and passes it. And I think he just caught the official a little off guard with what he's doing. You don't usually see the jump pass in the backcourt. Third turnover of the quarter, 9th of the half, 11th of the game. We'll talk with Coach Drake Baranek at the end of the contest in our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Score updates, final stats, 3 minutes to go. Kearney up 52-43. In the game is John Tanji again. A three-pointer, Jay Paul. Central starting to force it. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Koski, but then he threw it away. And a foul on the Bearcats. Central starting to press it a little bit. There's still plenty of time, but they haven't done much lately, and they're starting to force the issue.
Yeah, you can tell they have that sense of urgency. We've done a good job of for the most part, taking care of the ball and not allowing them to convert those turnovers into points. Got another big stop potential here.
And the foul was on Jake Techmeyer, so he and Koster each have 4. The rest of the Bearcat team combined, 2. According to my book. Central ball, they lob it into Chandler in the right-hand corner, right back to Behrens. They double-team him, trapped in the right corner, has to throw it all the way out top to Spivey. 2:45 to go to Behrens, who dropped it. Got it back, dribbled. Kearney wanted the double dribble. Think they probably should have got it. He'll bring it to the baseline. Kick it out. Three-pointer, a long one. Spivey, no good. Rebound brought down by Robinson. Quickly gets rid of it. Seventh board for Shiloh. Central is 0-5 in the second half beyond the arc. And Techmeyer got fouled, and fouling out of the game is Roman Behrens. Techmeyer looked like just kind of stepped on his foot and fell down. He slipped. But they're going to call it on Roman Behrens, and he is fouled out of the game. The point guard, the junior, 8 points, 3 rebounds. 2:27 to go in the game. Well, there's a couple times we've said that Kearney hasn't gotten a call. There's a couple times Kearney has got a call. Not saying that that wasn't, but it really looked more like a travel than a foul.
I'll be honest right now, if we keep our poise and make foul shots, we're going to win this thing by double digits.
Techmeyer nails the front end of the 1-1. All of his points this afternoon are from the line. 53-43 Kearney, and that's 4 points for Jake. Again, it's Cannon Koster with 31 of the 53. Second free throw, good. Techmeyer hits them both. Schwartz comes in for Jake with those 4 fouls. And the lead's at 11. Central was up 4 midway through the third quarter, 36-32. Since then, 22-7 Kearney. 2:25 to go. Spivey into the front court, trying to shake and bake here a little bit. Off the screen, doing a good job to finally get open, takes 3 steps down the lane and draws the foul. Hit the bottom of the rim. Spivey was able to do a whole lot there. And now he's got to earn it from the line. Keandre Spivey is 2 of 3 at the line with 9 points. The foul is on Sam Straka, his second. And Kearney will bring Techmeyer and Koster in here between the two free throws with the ball on the offensive glass for Kearney. If he misses, free throw good.
Back to our offense defensive substitution. It kind of appears that we have Straka and Schwarz as the designated defenders right now, and then Techmeyer and Koster as the offensive players when they can get in.
Well, Neely Oakdale able to find some offense in the second half, and they beat Amherst by a score of 51-46 over on the Breeze. So Neely Oakdale, St. Cecilia tomorrow on the Breeze at 2 o'clock. Second free throw, no good, Spivey. Robinson doing the job on the board. Now he has to get it to Techmeyer, whose pass is knocked out of bounds. They have Jake Trapp. Still four timeouts remaining for Kearney. Coach Baronic knows that, too. His kids need to be realized that if you're in trouble, use the T.O.
Yeah, possessions are critical at this point. Free throws and layups, about the only type of shots you should be taking.
Techmeyer fires it all the way to midcourt to Clevenger. And now Kearney just has to go to spread, don't they, Scott?
Absolutely.
And it's stolen away. Backdoor pick by Jordan Flowers. Flowers then lost it out of bounds. Great hustle down the floor by Ryan Koski, who left his feet to knock it away and slides into the standard.
Great hustle play by Koski. Even if Central ends up scoring out of this, Koski still saved a layup there by getting that tip from behind.
Couple other good scores. Boys Town, who is up double digits now. SCOTUS leads at 50-47 in the fourth. Randolph over Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, 39-31 in the fourth. And Schwartz wants to come in. Techmeyer wants to check out now that Kearney's on D. 54-44 Cats, 2:02 to go. Central ball underneath their own hoop. Polk to throw it in. Into the corner to Paul. Back to Polk. Polk, couple of dribbles, brings it into the paint. One-hand runner, good. Maxwell Polk, his first bucket of the ball game coming in for Behrens, who fouled out. It's an 8-point game into Clevenger. Clevenger up the floor. It's a 2-on-1. He knows what to do. Pull up. And as he turns to kick it out, the ball's actually kicked out of bounds. Spivey was been running so fast to get up there, he might have actually been able to control the ball. 1:45 to go. Kearney ball up 8, 54-46. And with it, Clevenger to throw it in. Right in front of the bench to Koster. That's who they want to have it. He's double-teamed. Now he dribbles around it, takes it at Chandler, lays it up and in. Chandler did absolutely nothing. He stood there with two fouls and watched him lay it up and in. 56-46. Kearney, pull-up three. Spivey, it wedges in between the rim and the glass. Comes down to Cannon Koster. And Kearney now is in great shape, up 10. Push the ball up the floor. Cannon just going to take it to the hoop. Missed the shot. Chandler did contest that, but an offensive rebound by Ryan Koski. And now Kearney shouldn't shoot the ball the rest of the day. Up by 10. Koster holding it right in front of Coach Drake Baronic, and they'll finally foul him. Cannon Koster will go to the line. The foul on Jordan Flowers will be his third. And Central somewhere, Scott, for as well as they came back from 14 down and took the lead to 4, I didn't think there was a specific moment that somebody got hurt, somebody got in foul trouble, that they changed personnel. It's just like all of a sudden they changed. They were a totally different team over the last 12 minutes.
I'll tell you what it looked like to me. They got a little bit of adversity there. They got a little bit fatigued. All of a sudden, Kearney went on a nice run.
Koster missed the front of the 1-on-1. Chandler gets his first rebound of the second half. Gives it off to Polk. Polk to the trailer. Spivey, he's way out there. Tries to make a move on Schwartz. Does. The layup is good and a timeout. So Keandre Spivey still playing hard here for Omaha Central. 56 seconds to go in the game. Kearney 56, Omaha Central 48. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And don't forget the famous wings you can enjoy as appetizers or as a meal itself. Bite into their huge selection of burgers, pizzas, calzones, or sandwiches. With over 30 HD TVs, the bullpen, and their new party room, there's something always going on at Fanatics. Food that will make you stand up and cheer. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney.
Again, state tournament basketball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Kearney High is 56 seconds away from making it to the state semifinals, but still some work to do here, Scott.
Inbounding situation is always tough, I'll be honest. Two guys need to touch the ball. Jake Techmeyer, the inbounder, and Cannon Koster, the guy who's going to catch the pass, and that should be about it.
And they will get the ball in to Techmeyer, back to Koster. They triple-team him, jump pass over to Koski, try to foul him, can't. Up to Robinson, it's keep-away time, and Koster's fouled by Maxwell Polk with 48 seconds to go. Now, Cannon is 0 of 2 in the quarter. He's 7 of 9 from the line and easily a game high with 33 points. And now we are into the double bonus, as that is the 10th foul on Omaha Central. So Cannon Koster trying to salt it away at the line, and the first one is good.
I tell you what, when you're staring at a double bonus rather than a one-and-one, that first foul shot gets a heck of a lot easier.
Kearney looking to advance to the state semifinals for the first time since 2007. They made it back-to-back years in 6 and 7. The great run they had in the early 90s when another Koster was on the team, and a Beasley and a few others. You probably can help me out more there. That was before I even moved to Kearney, but got to watch the Bearcats as the second free throw is good for Koster. 58-48, and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock is the state semifinals against Papillion La Vista. If Kearney can hold on, and all of Kearney should be here then. Spivey again all the way to the rack, crossover, left-hand shot, no good. Koski had it for a moment, got tipped away out to Reitzel, who's in. He'll pull up and hit the jumper, and no timeout by Omaha Central. 58-50, clock running, and now it's keep-away. Koster holding the ball. Central can't get to him. Up to Robinson. They're not fouling. Try to grab Koster. They don't. He'll take it to the rack and score, and now a foul. Central reached out and grabbed Koster's shorts, and they just let it go. And Cannon now a chance at a three-point play. You are witnessing the greatest state tournament performance in Kearney High history.
It's been a special one for Cannon tonight. Love the aggressiveness. We didn't play not to lose down the stretch. Continued to attack. Winning the opportunity to get to the basket and get to the foul line here.
And now Omaha Central head coach Ben Holling is clearing the bench. Coming in is Paul Kesters. Also checking in is Abraham Hoskins. You've already got Reitzel in there. Also coming in, Mark Timmons. And staying in, Maxwell Polk. And Drake Baronic up 10 with 22 seconds. He's also going to clear the bench. Joaquin Robinson checks in. Devin Coble slides into the game. Also, Brant Barth, Brock Marlette, and then, of course, Koster has to shoot the free throw. Don't have anybody waiting for him yet. So Cannon Koster ready to complete the three-point play here. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. And a timeout to substitute in Matt Studi. And Koster checks out of the basketball game with 38 points, 61-50. Omaha Central up the floor with it. It'll be Polk. Polk trying to take it in. Takes a couple of steps off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down by Devin Coble. Kearney has one more possession. Coble brings the ball up the floor. 10 seconds to go. Coble dribbling it out up top to Studi. I don't think anybody's going to shoot it. Kearney's going to hold it. And the Kearney Bearcats have just won their 19th consecutive basketball game, and they've done it at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's the Kearney Bearcats, 61, and the Omaha Central Eagles, 50. Central will end the season at 19-6. Kearney, as we said, with their 19th straight win, will improve to 22-4 and make it to the state semifinals. And again, folks, if they can knock off number one Papillion La Vista, they will make the state finals for the first time since 1930. The Winnebago story was huge a couple of years ago. It's been longer for Kearney High, and they are 32 minutes away, but they have to get through number one. But let's celebrate this one, Scotty. What a job by Kearney. What it looked like, Omaha Central, down by 14, got the lead. It looked like they got their momentum. They got what they wanted, and it looked like danger time for Kearney, and Kearney was able to survive and pick up the victory.
There's no question there. Central had us on the ropes. It felt like they were turning us over, but then it took a couple of possessions. Cannon Coster reestablished that aggressiveness, hit a couple big threes, got to the layup, had the big dunks, got the crowd back into it, and then from there on out, it was all Kearney High.
We'll take a break and be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
At Hastings College, there are only 12 students to each professor. We don't have 300-seat lecture halls, so you get to be you, not a number. Hastings College is a great place.
Go to hastings.edu to find out more.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 70 teams across central Nebraska. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
With our producer, engineer Ed Smith, and Scott Steinbrook, Doug Duda here with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And to all those that couldn't make it down from Kearney High today because you had school, we hope to see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here at Pinnacle Bank. Kearney High goes for their 20th straight win as they take on Papillion La Vista. Again, for the record, school should have been let out. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 61-40, or 50, Kearney over Omaha Central, 61-50. The other finals from this section of the state basketball tournament, the 3:45 games. Neely Oakdale beats Amherst 51-46. It is Columbus SCOTUS rallying big to beat Boys Town 59-49, and it looks like Randolph will advance on. They lead Bruning Davenport Shickley late 45-35. But against Scott Steinbrook, former Kearney Bearcat coach, as you look at what Kearney was able to establish, it's just something they've built throughout the season, and we're able to keep it together here at the state tournament on this opening Thursday.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about Cannon Coster, I'm sure, a lot over the next bit and on into tomorrow. But Central probably knew Cannon was going to get 20. He gets 20 every night no matter who we play. But when you have somebody come in and get 35, 37, whatever he had, that was truly a special performance. One of the best that I've seen in a long time at the state tournament. He just put Kearney on our backs and said, here we go. That was fun to watch. And Central had no answer. You know, their blue chippers, Chandler and Behrens, had no answer for what Cannon Coster did tonight.
And that was his I guess I'm surprised, and we talked about it, how poor Bear Chandler was really a non-factor in the second half. Did Kearney specifically do something to change what they did with him in the first half? It didn't appear to me, but you're the coach.
It honestly, I think it's what Central did to themselves. There was times where they could have been a little bit more patient and tried to get the ball inside, but their guards are quick, their guards are athletic, but they also played a little reckless tonight. And I haven't seen them play this year. I'm sure when things are going good, sometimes that reckless abandon can be a good thing. But in my opinion, they needed to dial it down a notch and get the big guy a touch. Kearney did double him. They doubled him from the start, you know, bringing a guard off the weak side. But with a little more patience, he could have been more of a force than he was. So, and maybe, who knows, maybe there's something we didn't see behind the scenes. Maybe he got dinged up a little bit. But a great defensive effort one way or the other.
Kearney High now advances on to the state championship semifinals with a 61-50 win over Omaha Central. We'll take a break and be back and give you the numbers right after this timeout.
Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutrition Team is eager to serve your livestock production needs. Hello, this is Cody Heinrich. With winter in full swing, now is the time to start thinking about your spring mineral, livestock supplements, and equipment needs. Our Aurora team focuses on a personalized approach for your operation that includes customized ration balancing that works for you. Contact me or your local Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutritionist to learn more and take advantage of our early mineral and supplement booking programs. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work for your farm, your cooperative, and your future.
Just like your car, your home's mechanical system needs a periodic wellness check too. Get this scheduled today by calling Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. An annual service agreement will entitle you to a complete heating and cooling system check, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kelly and the crew take great pride in the work they do and catching problems before they happen, so you can stay comfortable all season long. Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or go to AndersonBros.com.
And welcome back to the New West postgame show here on Classic Hits. Let's go ahead and take a look at the unofficial final numbers that we had in the ball game. And we will start with the Eagles of Omaha Central. Keandre Spivey led the team in scoring this afternoon with 12 points, 2 rebounds. Jordan Flowers, 10 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. 8 of those 10 points came in the second quarter of play. Latrell Wrightsell had 2 points and a rebound. Maxwell Polk, 2 points. Roman Behrens, 8 points, 3 rebounds, a bucket in every quarter. Jay Paul had 4 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Cedric Grant, 2 points and a rebound. John Tanjay had 2 rebounds. And Isaiah Poor-Bear Chandler, 10 points, 8 of those in the first half. He had 6 rebounds and 3 block shots. And one or two, I can always come off the mark, but 16 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second half?
It doesn't sound like very many, but I think you're probably right with your statistics.
Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Omaha Central had 27 points at halftime. They are held to 23 points in the second half. And again, as I scan the stats here, the 50 points that they score here this afternoon, the second fewest of the year. They fell to Bellevue West 78-49 early in January. 50 points, 23 rebounds, 7 of 13 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from three-point land. They had 4 block shots and 11 turnovers as Omaha Central sees their 8-game winning streak come to an end and their season come to an end with a record of 19-6. Poor Bear Chandler, Spivey, Flowers, Cedric Grant, who came in, all seniors along with Mark Timmons. So Central will have a little bit back, including Behrens and Paul, but they are going to have a little more work to do. As we saw, they weren't exactly the deepest team here. He brought in a couple of kids there in Wrightsell and Polk for just a couple of minutes in the entire game.
Yeah, this was a season that Central was gearing up for. You have the nice junior point guard in Behrens, and then you got the senior big man in Chandler to go along some nice guards, Flowers and Spivey. So for us to get them out in the first round, you know, that's a credit to our kids. And, you know, I've been on both sides of it. It's tough in the Central locker room right now because they felt like they probably had a chance not only to win the first game but advance beyond that. But I would imagine things are pretty raucous right now in the Bearcat locker room.
Well, Kearney High only had 5 players score. They had no players, no bench points today either, and that's usually not a strong point for Kearney High.
Yeah, so far this year, and we've had games where only 3 guys have scored or 2 guys have scored 80% of the points. But, you know, reading some of the pregame talk about the game, it was kind of Central's offense versus our defense. I think back, I was looking at the record board with Coach Baranek and Coach Moran a couple weeks ago, and they said at the start of the year the coaching staff picked out a record they wanted to break, and the players picked out a record that they wanted to break. The players picked the win streak. The coaches picked the defensive record. The defensive record, I believe, is about 49.9. Ironically, the last time we were in the state tournament, they felt if they could keep their defensive average under 50 points, they were going to have a chance to win a lot of games in the regular season as well as winning a lot of games in the postseason.
Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Kearney High. Jake Techmeyer had 5 points all from the line, 2 rebounds. Trey Clevenger had 5 points, 2 rebounds. Ryan Koski got a couple of buckets in that big first quarter for the Bearcats, ended up with 4 points and tied for the team high in rebounds with 8. Carson Schwartz and Devin Coble each had a rebound. Shiloh Robinson ends up with 9 points. Six of those were in the first quarter. He had eight rebounds and one block shot. And then the all-time great performance from Cannon Koster. He had 13 points in the first half, 11 of those in the first quarter where he was 7 of 7 at the line, 25 points in the second half, 38 points, which we believe is a Kearney High state tournament school record, two rebounds in the contest. Nine rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half, free throw shooting 9 of 9 in the first half, 8 of 11 in the second half, three-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, and 2 of 3 in the second half. That's probably the fewest threes Kearney's attempted in a game all year.
There's no question. I mean, it appeared from early on the game plan was to go at the hoop, and sometimes you see a big guy like Chandler in there, and you get a little hesitant to do that. But no question, set the tone early on by getting to the rim, getting to the foul line, and we didn't deviate from that. Carried on all throughout the game and finished strong at the fourth quarter doing the same thing.
Overall, free throw shooting, we told you about three-point shooting. The turnovers, that was one thing that did go the wrong way for Kearney. After starting out with just two in the first half, they did have 11 in the second half. And as you said a lot of times, that's one of the reasons that Central was able to make that run and get the lead by four in the third.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We turned it over a lot in the second half, but Central's conversion rate was unusually low. You know, they maybe less than half the time, you know, they were converting those to layups or three-point shots. Usually when you get steals against a team like Central, it's about a 90% conversion rate. But our guys hustled back on defense. Central was a little sloppy with the ball, and those turnovers didn't hurt us as bad as they potentially could have.
28 points in the first half when the Cats led 28-27 after being up by 14 at 24-10. They scored 33 in the second half. Kearney has 61 points. 24 rebounds, 17 out of 20 from the free throw line, 3 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, 13 turnovers. The 19th consecutive win for Kearney High to improve to 22-4 with a 61-50 win over Omaha Central. And we'll be back to Pinnacle Bank Arena on the New West postgame show right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball and sports throughout the season. The final score, Kearney 61, Omaha Central 50. State tournament basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare and Husker Power Products in Hastings and Sutton. While we wait for Kearney High coach Drake Baronic, maybe we ought to go get Cannon Koster. He had a pretty good day. 38 points in the ball game for Koster, but he's being mobbed by television and papers as well, and he's way better looking than Drake, so maybe he'll get a little more TV time. Let's take a look at what has happened here at the state basketball tournament, and for our area, 2-2 so far today. Kearney High and Hastings St. Cecilia winners. Kearney Catholic in a whale of a battle today, but fell short to Winnebago 67-63, and Amherst in a good game fell just short to Neely Oakdale 51-46. But here's where we're at in Class A. Papillion La Vista, the number one, beat Millard South 70-50. They will play Kearney High tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at Pinnacle Bank. Coming up in the last session here at Pinnacle should be a dandy Norfolk and Creighton Prep at 7, followed by Pius and Omaha South at 8:45. In Class B, Alliance beat Platteview 65-60, and Gretna was able to outscore Bennington, I believe it was 20-0. In the fourth quarter to play to win at 59-36. Then tonight at the Devaney at 7, Scottsbluff and Crete, followed by Aurora and Elkhorn South. And that should be an outstanding basketball game between those two at 8:45. In C1, as we mentioned, Winnebago edged Kearney Catholic 67-63. Wahoo blew out Gothenburg 84-47. Newman beat O'Neill 60-44, and it was Columbus SCOTUS rallying to beat Boys Town by a score of 59-49, and so SCOTUS and Newman will hook up yet again here, Scott.
That'll be a good matchup.
You take a look at C2. It was Hastings St. Cecilia over Southwest, 59-20 in a game that was 26-1 early in the second quarter. Amherst falls to Neely Oakdale, 51-46. Tonight at Lincoln Southeast at 7, Elmwood Murdoch will play Oakland Craig, followed by Ponca and Centennial at 8:45. In D1, Lutheran High Northeast beat Heartland 52-30. Lord Central Catholic beat Burwell 64-37. Guardian Angels beat Dundee County Stratton the 8 over the 1. Guardian Angels, though, plays up so many games. Dundee County Stratton would have to play McCook or go up to Hershey or something just to play anybody outside of Class D very often. And Guardian Angels does it 65-55. And Randolph is a winner over Bruning, Davenport, Shickley 50-40. And finally in D2, Riverside takes care of Garden County 70-27. Mullen edges Humphrey St. Francis in the closest game of the day, 45-44. And tonight at Lincoln East, Juanita Palisade and Meade at 7, Parkview Christian and Wynot at 8:45. We'll take one final break and try and run down the head coach, Drake Baronic, right after this. He's headed our way.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And the final bit of business here on the New West Post Game Show is a chance to chat with Victoria's coach, Drake Baronic. And, Coach, congratulations. How's it feel, man?
I tell you, it's pretty indescribable. You know, just sitting back and watching, it's almost like it's surreal. It's almost like it's a dream just because, you know, even when they went on the runs, I think we were all pretty confident. And just a calming sense about me and our team right now that, you know, I think we can do about anything we want to.
What's running through specifically your mind as you know you have the game put away, you're able to sub in, Coach Holling puts his kids in. When you know you've got the game won, what are you thinking about over there?
I mean, even at the three-minute mark, I felt pretty good about it just because our guys have been battle-tested and we were in the exact same situation against Northeast, and these guys learn, they respond. So, but 22 seconds, man, that was just an awesome feeling. And what a moment for our kids. I mean, those seniors get out there, get a defensive rebound, get their names in the books at the state tournament. And I think that's just awesome that they put in so much work. Those guys have put in work all year long. Some of those guys are on our scout team this week because we lost some JV guys. And for it to pay off and get a moment out here on PBS, remember, they're going to have forever.
Well, obviously, Cannon Coster is going to be the headlines probably everywhere unless something bigger happens tonight. We believe the best performance in Kearney State Tournament history, 38 points, comes out aggressive in that first quarter. Just talk about the aggressiveness of him early in the game.
You know, that's something that we kind of talked about a little bit. You know, big players show up in big stage, but they don't have to do anything extra. It's just who you are. And he was just confident all week. He had a great week of preparation. Coach Moran and I multiple times looked at each other and just said, hey, he's having a pretty good week of practice. And it's funny to see how when you prepare the right way, the results come like that. So we drew up a few things for him that worked pretty decent for him to get some isolation things. But, you know, he's been waiting for this moment his whole life. And to see him take advantage of the opportunity, you know, most kids probably don't do that. So just to see, you know, 10, 12 years, 15 years of work come to fruition and have a moment like that at a state tournament is something he'll never forget.
A lot of folks figured coming in that Isaiah Poorbear Chandler would be a definite mismatch. You decide to have Shiloh take it at him early to see what happens. And then kind of almost inexplicably, he was a non-factor in the second half. What did you see from that standpoint?
We just challenged our guys at halftime and just said, hey, you guys got to compete. I'm tired of seeing defensive rebounds given up This is the state tournament, guys. We've worked all year for this, and you're going to not get a defensive rebound because you think you're tired? It's a state tournament. And so our guys responded. I think we just out-competed them, and we played a little bit smarter than they did. And our guys understand the game. They really do. And, you know, Chandler's no easy task, and Shiloh played very good defense on him, played with fouls too, and that's something that he's continued to learn how to do. And our guards were flying for doubles, and we were turning them over a little bit, but I just thought our guys really came out and looked like we kind of knew what we were doing at times.
Well, the answer might be the same, the compete factor. There were some turnovers that helped lead to some easy buckets that turned this game around. They got back into it right before half, then the turnovers were able to get them the lead. Was there anything else that helped you stop that run when you were down 36-32, and it was a 17 or 18-4 run that kind of got you back in control of this game?
No, I really think it was little things. I mean, it's guys going over and doubling a ball and getting a hand or piece of it and then cannon rotating, things that we've done all year long that's got us some success. I think it was guys finishing off defense rebounds. They hit three threes with their hands at our knees in the first half. They weren't even like a driving kick three where we had to go help somebody. It was literally we're standing right by them and not contesting a shot. You can't leave things to chance at the state tournament. And so we got after our guys a little bit at halftime. And I think we were a little bit shocked a little bit when we came out here. But then we regrouped. Everybody was calm. And we had some leaders step up. I mean, a guy that goes unnoticed, two guys that go unnoticed is Jake and Cannon, or Jake and Ryan Koski. Jake is just a calming force for us. When he doesn't have the ball in his hands in full court and they're pressing, I don't feel very good about it. But Ryan Koski is a great vocal leader for us and just really proud of the way that they responded to.
All right, you know how it works. You get to come back and play tomorrow, about 24 hours of rest. What can you tell us about Papillion?
You know, we only got to watch them for a little bit, and I've been pretty involved in trying to get ready for Central, and these tournaments are like that. But our program is built in a way to, you know, hopefully have some success in a three-day event. And, you know, we don't play a ton of guys, so, I mean, there's going to be some things where some legs are going to be tired, and we put a lot of energy out there. But, again, it's a state tournament. It happened once a year. There are 16-, 17-year-old kids, and I think we just got to challenge them to make sure that they're tough enough to go out there and just really compete tomorrow.
All right, Drake, congratulations, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, we'll see you, Doug. Appreciate your coverage.
Thanks, man.
Hey, it might snow tomorrow. You better wear that quarter zip we got you.
I was waiting for it to cool down. I'm already sweating in here, man.
Hey, man, just do it with me. It's all right.
I really appreciate it.
Hey, Hammer liked the shout-out, by the way, man. He's all about the shout-out.
Hammer, you better be here. That's what I got to say.
Oh, he's here somewhere. He's got Cardi shirt on for sure.
All right, buddy. Everybody has a chance to be here tomorrow. 7 o'clock as Kearney High will be taking on Papillion La Vista. For our producer engineer back at the studio in Ed Smith, for Scott Steinbrook, want to thank him for his help throughout the season and here in the postseason covering Kearney High. I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back tomorrow night. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today behind the 38 points of Cannon Coster. Kearney beats Omaha Central 61-50. Tomorrow, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Neely Oakdale, 2 o'clock at the Devaney, and here on Classic Hits, Kearney and Papillion La Vista at 7 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank. This is Doug Duda from Pinnacle saying enjoy the evening. We'll see you tomorrow.